This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli announces 50,000 relief amount to each flood and landslides hit families. Prime Minister Oli vows to address the grievances of people in the flood hit areas. Task force formed for resolving UML feuds adjourns its meeting till today. And Argentina wins Copa America's. Messi earns his first major international trophy. England and Italy facing each other in tonight's EuroCup final. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has announced 50,000 rupees relief to each flood and landslide hit family. Reaching Sindhupalchuk for an on-site inspection of the flood-hit Helambu and Melamchi areas yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the government was seriously committed to address the problem of the flood and landslide-hit families. In his interactions with the locals yesterday, Prime Minister Oli also pledged to provide 500,000 to each of the flood-hit families for reconstructions. Yesterday itself, Prime Minister Oli handed over a cheque of 25 million rupees to Helambu Rural Municipality, a 20 million rupees cheque to Pachpokhari Thangpal Rural Municipality, and a cheque of 16.5 million rupees to Melamchi Municipality for addressing the needs of the people in the flood-hit areas. Prime Minister Oli also discussed the matters of reconstruction and rehabilitation with local representatives and listened to the grievances of the locals. The meeting of the CPN-UML task force formed to seek consensus for the party unity has been adjourned until today. Coming out of yesterday's meeting, task force member and party leader Gokarna Bista said taking the interests of the party leaders and cadres, they will give a way out by today. Task force member Subhas Nembang also formed the idea expressed by leader Bista, saying they were planning to announce the final decision by today morning. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel has urged the party office bearer to finalize the issues related to active memberships of the party in the stipulated time. Reaching to the office of the committee investigating the issues of the active membership of the party, leader Paudel urged all to complete the task in time to ensure the party's 14th general convention in time. Minister for Health and Population Krishna Gopal Shrestha has inspected the central COVID-19 unified hospital constructed on the premises of Bir Hospital. On the occasion, Minister Shrestha directed the official to prepare for the possible third wave of COVID-19 outbreak. Minister Shrestha was briefed about the latest work regarding the unified hospital by Health Secretary Lakshman Arial and Director of Bir Hospital Jageshwar Gautam. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is scheduled to inaugurate the Unified Hospital today. Nepal Army has submitted a report of a road upgrading of the Maltunga Reedy section of the Kali Gandaki Rook Corridor to Road Division Project Office in Palpa. Chief Engineer of Nepal Army Project Unit Rashmi Raj Bhattrai yesterday said the Army submitted the report after completing the road widening project of the 34.5-kilometer section along the corridor. After the upgrading, the road now has been made 10 meter wide. The number of people recovering from COVID-19 in Nepal has crossed 618,000. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported more than 1,400 cases of full recovery from the infection. Likewise, the ministry reported additional 2,169 new cases of coronavirus infection in the country yesterday. Similarly, 22 corona-related deaths were recorded in the country yesterday. As per the ministry's update, the total number of deaths due to COVID-19 infection has reached 9,362 in the country. The Nepal Red Cross Society, NRCS, has continued its efforts to get the COVID-19 vaccines. The NRCS, through the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, IFRC, has intensified lobbying to get the COVID-19 vaccines. The IFRC is also constantly pressing the vaccine manufacturing and rich nations to assist vaccines for the developing and impoverished countries through the COVAX facility. The World Health Organization says only 2% population of 50 countries classified as the poorest nations in the world have got the COVID-19 shot. Such countries are home to 17% population of the world. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako seva suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming seva lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with international updates now. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has won the country's delayed elections with an overwhelming majority, the election board said on Saturday. The board said Abiy's Prosperity Party won 410 out of 436 seats, giving him another five-year term in office. However, a fifth of the country failed to carry out voting overall due to insecurity and logistical problems. Polls were not held in the war-torn Tigray region where many thousands are living in famine conditions. Now we move on to the sports updates. Argentina has defeated Brazil in the final match of the Copa America to win the title after 28 years. In the match played at Brazil's Rio de Janeiro, Argentina defeated Brazil 1-0 thanks to a fine finish by Angel Di Maria. This is Argentina's 14th Copa America title. Argentina had last won Copa America in 1993. This is also the first major international tournament that Lionel Messi has won for Argentina. England will be facing Italy in today's EuroCup final. This will be England's first Euro final where Italy had won the trophy in 1968. Italy had defeated Spain in the penalty shootout in the semi-finals while England had defeated Denmark 2-1 in extra time. Italy with veteran defenders Leonardo Bonucci and Giorgio Chiellini will look to contend England's forwards Raheem Sterling and captain Harry Kane. Since both teams have strong defence, especially the centre-backs, the game is expected to enter extra time and penalty shootout. The match will be played at the prestigious Wembley Stadium at London at Nepali Standard Time, 12:45 today midnight. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather will to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places in the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning at a few places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Karnali Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.7 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli announces 50,000 rupees relief amount to each flood and landslide hit families, Prime Minister Uli vows to address the grievances of people in the flooded areas. Task force formed for resolving UML Fiat's adjourns its meeting till today. And Argentina wins Copa America's Messi earns his first major international trophy. England and Italy facing each other in tonight's EuroCup final. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.